That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
That's right. Welcome to today's latest podcast episode of Overreaction Monday, brought to you by Game Time, the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Stay tuned, everybody, because later on in this episode, we're going to give you a $20 redeem code for your Game Time account. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Rich Eisen alongside my hot taking compadre,
hey.
Chris Brockman. How are you,
sir? What's up, buddy? What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Week three gave us a ton to talk about.
So much going on.
I got to be honest with you. Watching some of these games, I thought to myself, Brockman's going to have something on that. Wait a minute. Brockman's going to have something on that. Wait, dude. Hold on a minute. Brockman's going to have something on that for Overreaction
Monday. Bad day
Monday.
For Survivor Pools.
Oh, big time.
Great day for overreactions.
When
Rich.
You say Survivor Pools, you're talking about Jeff Probst in a an Olympic size.
Season 45 coming
okay,
on
got it.
CBS.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Yeah. all right. Again, we're thrilled to have our new partner with Overreaction Monday, Game Time. And later on, we're going to give you that $20 redeem code. So stay tuned for that. Chris Brockman,
Rich,
it is time
let's go.
To have this week three edition of Overreaction Monday.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher, what do you have?
Rich, we've got a dozen topics. Let's roll through
dozen
them.
Dozen topics.
I just can't stop thinking about what Miami, I think they just literally scored another touchdown.
Yes, sir.
Behind McDaniel, Tua, the Cheetah, the run game, this year's Dolphins will go down as the greatest offense in NFL history.
Oh, my God. Gosh, I will call this.
Let me throw some numbers at you.
Overreaction.
Through three games, the Dolphins have 130 points. That is second all time in overall scoring through okay. 3 weeks, behind only the 68 Cowboys.
Okay.
But they're ahead of the 2013 Broncos, who currently have the greatest offense of all time.
Okay.
They have 1,651 yards. Most yardage through 3 weeks of any team in NFL history.
Okay.
Taking down the 2011 Patriots. They also atop yards per play through 3 weeks, 8.4 yards per play, which takes down the 2000 Rams, which was 8.1 yards per play through 3 weeks. Of course, the greatest show on turf, one of the greatest offenses ever. And the Dolphins have 36 drives this year through three games.
Yes.
They have 17 touchdowns.
These are all
literally
great numbers.
A coin flip.
Wonderful
of
numbers.
If the Dolphins start a drive, if it's going to end in a touchdown.
They absolutely demolished Denver, and we came on the air on our three-hour show, by the way. You can get that in every single hour in podcast form right here on the Cumulus Podcast Network as well. Let me tell you, we came on the air today talking about how they are the best team in football through 3 weeks and how they have been shocking everybody with just how fast they are and how well-schemed they are and how they are playing well. I can't sit here and say that they're going to wind up being the greatest show on surf and turf, which is what TJ Jefferson dubbed them today. I just can't do that yet. Tua is, as you know, one snap away from this whole thing changing. Mm-hmm. We also don't know, however, how this team is going to fare against maybe better defenses than the ones that they've played so far.
True.
We also don't know how Mother Nature is going to handle this team when weather gets cold later on. For the moment, I will call this an overreaction, but say that they deserve all the kudos that we are giving them. Through the first 3 weeks, it's been breathtaking. It's been unbelievable.
It's been really fun to watch.
But good overreaction to start our
Thank
program.
You, sir. I was watching another game that was going on in the state of Florida, and I thought, everyone's leaving. The Jaguars bandwagon is empty. There's nobody left on the Jaguars bandwagon.
No, that's not true.
We have overreacted to how we thought they were going to do this
and
year.
This is another overreaction as well. I do think this past weekend is an alarm bell.
We're a little too high on them.
I do think their next two games in London might be a good early season change of scenery. I do remember how this team finished up last year as well. I am concerned based on what I saw yesterday. We may learn by the end of the season that the Houston Texans are one of those higher register teams. Like, hey, look, did you see what they did this past week? Well, not believing in them for the following week. We see their defense playing well for their defensive-minded head coach. We see Tank Dell now coming to the fore. We see C.J. Stroud 3 weeks in clearly the best rookie quarterback we have, not just because of how he's performed, but he has answered the bell all three times,
yep.
Unlike his two top five or top four overall chosen compadres. I will just call this an overreaction. I am concerned about Jacksonville, that their next two games being in London against Atlanta, and then the following week they play the Bills. However, their benefit of that game is going to be that they're already in London and right. the Bills are just arriving. I'll right. be calling that game, by the way, and doing Overreaction oh. Monday with you from London that
hey, look
week.
At us.
So that's on NFL Network in a couple weeks. I'm concerned about moving forward, but I can't say nobody's left on the Jaguars bandwagon. They've got too good of a roster, too good of a coach, and so much more real estate left in the playing season.
On October 5th, Loki is back in a brand new season.
Reunited.
That's right.
The countdown is on.
I've been waiting.
Don't miss the return of Marvel's most watched Disney Plus show.
Loki.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
His time is running out.
You better run!
Marvel Studios Loki Season 2. New episodes streaming October 5th, only on Disney Plus.
All right, well, let's talk about the other team in that game, that matchup yesterday. Yes. I love what Houston's been doing. They could be one of the surprise teams in the NFL. And I think when you look back, C.J. Stroud is the best quarterback in this class and should have been taken first overall.
I don't know if that's an overreaction by the end of the year through the
right
first
now, right now through 3 weeks. He's fourth in the NFL in passing yards. He's yet to throw an interception. Fifth in the NFL in completions, despite being sacked 11 times. This guy's taking a beating back there, and he's still out there standing tall in the
he's
pocket, delivering
good.
Throws.
I know. And maybe he would have found DJ Chark and maybe found Adam Thielen in a way that Andy Dalton showed Bryce Young can be found.
Right.
First overall, right now, to make this call, I mean, are you including Anthony Richardson in this conversation?
I am. I'm saying he's the best QB in this class.
I think 3 weeks in, he's showing to have had the best start, but it's still too early to call this him needing to have been first overall. And I'll call that an overreaction for the moment. But you're on to something in a way that you haven't been with your first two suppositions to start this podcast.
All right, well, what do you think about this one?
Okay.
I was watching, I mean, I have Bijan Robinson in fantasy.
I know.
Obviously.
So does Cooper,
I live
my
in
son.
A Falcons house. We watch all those games.
Yes.
It's time, Rich. It's time for the Falcons to hit him with the Heineke. Time to start Taylor Heineke. Desmond Ridder, only two touchdowns in three games. He's been sacked 12 times. He's 23rd in the NFL in yards per game, passer rating, and completions.
They're still 2-1. They're still 2-1.
Because
they're
of still him, 2-1. Because of him, they're 2-1.
We're recording this before the Monday night game between the Bucs and the Eagles. Let's just suppose, if you will, that the Eagles win this game.
Okay.
They're 2-1 with the rest of the division. If they were like 0-3, I would say, yeah, you have to do this. You have to basically throw out the baby for the Heineke water. You know what I mean? And that said, though, you're still living with the ups and downs, more downs maybe than ups, and you're still 2-1. You're still in this mix. You're still believing in the kid. I'm not ready to do that yet. I'll call that an overreaction, that they have to go to Heineke now. Let's see what they still have in Ridder. If they were 0-3, I'd buy it. If they were 1-2, I'd be sniffing around it. They're 2-1, okay. So I'll say that's an overreaction.
Wasn't good yesterday. Not a lot of offense.
No, I know.
And
they didn't match the intensity of the Lions. It was the first time the Falcons didn't do that this year, and even Arthur Smith was commenting about that on Monday. We'll see what happens in Jacksonville. In London
in
against
London
Jacksonville.
Week, yeah.
We'll see
and their
what
defense
happens.
Looked good. They kept the Lions high-flying in check. So
they did.
Just couldn't get an answer on offense. All right. This weekend coming up, Rich, Bears, Broncos.
Dreck, as they say in my household growing up.
However,
yeah.
I watch all the real estate shows out here in Los Angeles. It's a big deal. Kay Williams needs to hire one of those guys because he needs to start looking for real estate in Denver and Chicago. That's where he's going to be next year.
Not there yet. Not there yet.
You're not there yet on Denver and Chicago being the two worst teams in the league?
I don't think Denver, as bad as it looked yesterday, they were in their first six quarters of football this year. And that is still Sean Payton. And Russ has been performing well. Cortland Sutton put it on the ground a couple of times. Denver wins this one.
What's up with their defense?
Let's just say they win this one in Chicago coming up this weekend, and then the Jets come in the following weekend, and suddenly you're leaving the realm of first overall. Chicago's got a good shot at first overall. We had Chris Long on our regular Monday show today, and you know, we were talking about how Justin Fields survived Bryce Young. He won't be able to survive Caleb Williams. Also, don't sleep on the fact that the Vikings are 0-3 with a tough road ahead, and they might. And again, I don't think this is wishful thinking from a Jet fan right here. They might take stock and realize, okay, long term, what's best is for us to take some medicine this year.
Right.
They know the coach would know he has the backing of management for this sort of thing, and it's not going to be blamed on him after he had a terrific rookie season, Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. Maybe they go for it and they pull the plug and they send Kirk Cousins away. So they have a shot at Drake May. They have a shot maybe at Caleb Williams. These are things that I are still too far away for me to sit here and call that a proper reaction. I'm not buying Denver's the worst team in the league. Right now, though, Chicago, I believe, is as bad as it gets right now with what happened with the defensive coordinator, what happened during the week with Justin Fields and his offensive coordinator. They're saying there's nothing wrong there. The whole building is pulling in the same direction, and then they looked as bad as they looked against the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm not going to say both of them are. But maybe he should start scouting houses in the Home Alone neighborhood, potentially. Yeah.
I think that house is available.
Okay.
Okay, you just mentioned this team. Let's skip ahead a little bit. It's always better to be early than late on something, right? You agree with that?
Well, I mean, your coach, Bill Belichick, always releases people earlier than
right.
you think.
That's right.
Correct.
Able to get first-round picks for Richard Seymour and Deion Branch when they probably still had a little bit left.
Okay.
Wish we would have kept those guys.
Yes.
It's time. Teams need to start picking up the phone. I don't know what the area code is for Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. They need to dial those numbers. Start calling the Vikings about Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson. It's time.
Justin Jefferson, I think, would get the phone hung up on. Kirk Cousins is not. Justin Jefferson is the guy that you want to have there for the kid that you're drafting next. That is for sure. I think Justin Jefferson is not going to be available. Period. End of story. And I think you sit down, Justin Jefferson, if Kirk Cousins does get traded, if the phone does ring. And I don't know who else would be calling other than the Jets right now. And you can't get anything better than whatever the Jets are offering for Kirk Cousins from anyone else. Which other teams do you think would be calling for Kirk Cousins right now?
Could Atlanta call about them? Could Atlanta call about Kirk Cousins?
I don't know. I think that Heineke is still there. That's their in case of emergency break glass. I don't know. I mean, somebody could get hurt.
Falcons are a playoff team with Cousins, though.
Somebody could get hurt. Somebody could get significantly hurt. And there is this whole, you know, thing of Kirk Cousins perhaps having a say in where he wants to go and what's going down. I don't think Justin Jefferson, first of all, that's not an overreaction where teams should do that. You should absolutely shoot your shot.
It's like when you're in fantasy, Rich, and you know it's early in the season, but you look down. Who in my league is yet to have a win?
Yeah.
Well, let's see who they got. Maybe I can poach a tight end, poach an extra running back off them.
Well, I think for sure any team should be making the phone call. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, as Travis Kelce just proved with Taylor Swift being manifested into his suite at Arrowhead next to his mother.
Unbelievable.
How many human beings on planet Earth would love to manifest Taylor Swift next to their mom, watching them play a football game for your Super Bowl championship, defending Super Bowl championship team? I mean, Travis Kelce is truly a new height. Dream come true right now.
He hosted
now.
Saturday Live last year. Like, guy do?
I know. He's an SNL host. He's getting it all done. But that's why you shoot your shot.
Right.
And you definitely go for
it. Why can't the Chargers call about Justin Jefferson? They just saw him. They were just in the building. Two ones and a four or something.
Mike Williams
is out for the year now.
Again, you could shoot your shot. I don't think the Vikings have any interest in trading Justin Jefferson. But they are very close to taking phone calls on Kirk Cousins. And they better take New York's first, because that's the one that's going to offer the most, for sure.
Patriots go home.
With our new sponsor, Chris, we have a halftime.
Hey.
We've reached halftime of Overreaction Monday. Again, brought to you by our new friends and partners of Game Time, because we all know how frustrating it can be to find the perfect tickets for the game or concert you've been dying to see. But with Game Time, you don't have to worry about buying tickets to your next big event, because Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you, with killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat. You can take a look at where your seat is compared to the view on the field and look all around and see where your seat is in terms of your view. And they have the best price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. You have an account.
I love that account.
I have an account. Oh, the entire Rich Eisen Show family has put an account together because we love this app. It's so easy to navigate. Again, because you can not only see where your seats are going to be, they don't pull any punches. They let you know right up front what it's going to cost with all in pricing. And the Game Time guarantee means you're going to always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. So take the guesswork right now out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code OVERREACTION for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem the code OVERREACTION, OVERREACTION. There's two R's in OVERREACTION. That's how you get your $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Overreaction Monday, brought to you by Game Time. Hey, it's Rich Eisen. You want an exciting and fast-paced podcast based on one of the most popular segments in the history of the Rich Eisen Show? Well, you got it. Overreaction Monday, hosted by me, Rich Eisen, and my compadre, Chris Brockman. And every Monday, we're going to dive into the headlines from pro and college football and overreact. Are you ready, Chris Brockman? Yay or nay?
Yes, Rich. No holding back, buddy. I'm coming for you.
Absolutely what you need to hear. Overreaction Monday, every single Wait For It Monday, wherever you listen. Hits the second half. Can you find?
I love it.
Can you find your second half win? I just made my adjustments.
I'm going to Daniel Jones the rest of this podcast.
Here we go.
Here we go.
In Arizona.
Well, speaking of Arizona, Rich,
yes, sir.
That might have been the most shocking result, I think, from yesterday. In my opinion, also killed a lot of survivor pools.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona taking out Dallas. Look, I'm concerned. Dak's inconsistencies. Cowboys red zone issues. They're going to keep the Cowboys out of the playoffs.
That's insane. They're not going to be out of the playoffs.
They're not going to be out of the playoffs?
No. You really think right now they're going to miss the playoffs, Chris?
I think if I watched that team play yesterday, they do not look like a playoff team.
They can't beat the Giants with that team one more time.
They look like a playoff team.
They can't beat the Commanders two times with
yesterday.
That team.
One out of five. Touchdown red zone conversion yesterday. Last year, one of the best teams in the NFL.
Give me the Cowboys.
71%.
I'm demanding
red zone touchdowns last year. 40 out of 56.
I am concerned about the red zone play. And again, I'm going to chalk it up to Trayvon Diggs goes down on Thursday.
How does that affect the red zone?
I just think that defensively it put them behind the eight ball and put, I don't know, man.
They gave up one big play, right? Rondell Moore goes 50 yards or whatever. You allow 15 points in a game, you should win.
They always have a problem punching down, and the team that punches up at them lands a right cross in a way that the Giants and Jets didn't, but the Cardinals did, and that's the concern.
They could lose the next three games going into the bye.
You really think New England's going to come in and put up enough points? Because they put up 400 yards.
Who cares if New England puts up enough points? Dallas can't score enough. They're kicking field goals.
At the Chargers, at San Francisco, home for the Rams, at Philadelphia, home for the Giants, at Carolina, home for Washington. Seattle is the week after Thanksgiving.
Those.
Missing the playoffs. I mean, in the NFC.
By the way, that's a hard. Now you look at it in the last 5 weeks, you're like, whoa, Philly.
At Buffalo, at Miami, home for Detroit, at Washington.
At Washington. Washington could be trying to get in the playoffs with a win.
I'm just
going to
call this an overreaction right now.
Dak in three games is yet to throw a touchdown to a wide receiver.
Again, my concern is the red zone threat is CeeDee Lamb. What else?
Where is he?
Well, I mean, if you take him out, and you know Bill's going to do that next week. You know, he's going to try and say, let's see what you can do in the red zone and put up all those field goals. The question is, you know, are they going to Mac Jones their way to, let's put it this way. They're not going to score 10 points like the Jets. I think they rebound this week. They're 3-1, and I think they move forward, and I think they get at least 9-10 wins, which is enough to make the playoffs in the NFC. What else you got over there, Chris?
Ooh, man. It's already week three, Rich.
Yes, sir.
And there are some head-scratching coaching moves.
Okay.
We saw it yesterday. Josh McDaniels What was he doing? Just wasted a minute and a half to get the 3 points
well,
that he already had.
A field goal
doesn't
down
go for
eight.
It on fourth and four after you wasted all that time.
Right. And then he gets an extra set of downs, takes some time off the clock for another chance to maybe go for it on fourth down. He doesn't take that opportunity and doesn't really ever get a chance to,
very
to get the touchdown he needed.
Brandon Staley, we said last week the hot seat was starting to warm up. He goes for it at his own 25.
He almost got Lane Kiffin'd.
O'Connell, what are you doing? I think multiple coaches. Last year, there was only one. Last year, it was just Nathaniel Hackett.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple coaches getting axed before the season ends. These owners are impatient. Frank Reich is already on the hot seat, I think.
No, get out of
these
here.
These owners are impatient. They want to win, and they want to win now. They can't be having bonehead moves on national TV. Costing your team points, potentially costing
your
team wins.
The question is, who's out there that they'd want to get the jump on? That's why, you know, coaches get fired early on. Sean Payton was out there, which is why guys got fired early. You want to get the jump on people that might come back.
Eberflus, what's going on in Chicago?
That may be one right there.
I'm saying multiple, over
again,
one and a half.
Well, the reason why you do it is two reasons. One is because there's someone out there you want to get the jump on.
Exactly.
And two, the fan bases just are screaming for something that you take the heat off of your own organization by giving them a sacrificial lamb in the form of a head coach.
Correct.
And again, I just don't know who that would be. Is it my head coach in Michigan? Like, that would be the one that you might
maybe.
Want.
He's been flirting for a long
but
time.
But he's got a job now. It's not like he's Sean Payton sitting on the...
True.
See, I'm sounding this one out because I'm trying to agree with one of your statements here, because I've gone you've been overreacting throughout this thing. I'm trying to buy one here.
Understood.
I just, this is entirely possible. I just don't see right now who's out there that will cause an owner to say, I need the jump on it. I got to get in touch with this person now. Or, you know, I guess the Bears, I don't think the Jets would do this to Saleh. I just don't. It's just not his fault. This is not his fault. None of it's his fault.
But sticking with Zach Wilson too long could be his fault.
But what else? He has no option. He's not going to go Tim Boyle against the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday night. There's no one walking through that door.
What if Tim Boyle is Brock Purdy? Nobody never heard of Brock Purdy last year.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
I hear you. You know, I'm close to it.
I'm trying to make my case.
I know you're making a very good case here, but I'll just say right now, I'll say this is an overreaction now, but this might have been the closest to the target you've been so far, far as I'm concerned.
Well, this one, I think.
There may be many of our listeners and viewers right now on our YouTube stream. By the way, those who are listening, you can watch it on our
Bears
YouTube
fans are screaming through week. Their computers.
No, maybe. I think you're voicing what a lot of fans are saying right now. I'm just not there yet.
Okay.
Fully. All in on it.
I think what you can be there all the way on is this. There's no denying it. Jordan Love has the Favre's Rodgers magic. He's got it.
He, you know what? There were
18 fourth quarter points yesterday. No Christian Watson. No Aaron Jones. He's got it. He's got it. I think we can put that to bed.
But like when you say Favre Rodgers, you're talking about first ballot Hall of Famer.
Favre Rodgers magic. Can Jordan Love win a Super Bowl like each of them did? Underachieved, by the way, both of them in doing so. That kid can win a Super Bowl.
Did you see some of his play action fakes? It looked just like Rodgers.
I thought that watching him in the preseason, watching him in week one and two, he looks like Rodgers back there. And if you're watching from where his parents watched the Chiefs game last year, it literally is. No, if you squint hard enough, is that Aaron Rodgers?
No, I know.
The dude's got it, man.
I agree.
Wait till these kids come back. Wait till he has an actual deep threat in Christian Watson.
I hear you. I'm with you.
That's why I like Green Bay to win that division this year.
I'll buy it. I'll buy it right now that he's got it. I knew he had it coming into the season. I just haven't bought it over the last couple of weeks because of how many people have been banged up, cost him in Atlanta, seemed to be costing him against New Orleans. Derek Carr goes down, and that was all they needed to start building some momentum to stop the Saints from scoring. And then he started putting it all together, and he's really talented, man. He is really talented. I get you. And of course, you know, why wouldn't he look like Rodgers when he's seen Rodgers up close and probably picked up a lot of stuff from Rodgers? And that's what I was hoping Zach Wilson would get. But Zach only gets four snaps of it. I still can't believe that happened. I still cannot believe that happened with Rodgers.
It's really crazy.
Oh, my God. Really crazy.
You didn't even get...
The only thing I'm getting is darkness therapy. That's all I got out of it. Is I'm sitting in darkness right now, man.
I was going to say, you didn't even get a drive. Like, at least Rodgers played in the preseason, and you saw the one drive, and he hit Garrett Wilson on the back shoulder.
I cannot
believe it. Whoa, okay, this is going to be nice. You didn't even get that teaser in week one. It was four plays.
I can't believe it. I still can't believe
he was running for his life on all four plays. I'm sorry, man. I don't like the Jets, but it sucks that happened to you guys.
Because all of these games, like this Sunday night,
it's going to be brutal.
Honestly, half the people are going to be tuning in to see if Taylor Swift's showing up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not joking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hold on a second. I want to get to that.
Okay.
I'd rather watch Bears Broncos. I think at least that's for something. That's literally for Caleb Williams.
I don't know.
It's week four.
Come on. There's still. The Jets are still 1-2. I mean, they're just one shocking win away from turning this 1-2. Whole damn
they
thing
might
around.
Finish 1-16.
Well, and then
didn't the Jaguars do that a couple years ago? They won week one and lost all the rest of the games.
Then Caleb Williams gets to start in New York next year, and then Aaron Rodgers. That's why Aaron should be
Aaron.
He says he's not going to come back until he's walking. Well, let's get him
one of those motorized carts you drive around the fair.
He doesn't want to do that.
What are we doing?
He wants to. They should set everything up like the morning train episode from Seinfeld. You know where he's taking the morning train. Costanza's going up and down. They should set up the entire facility so he can just get around without having to walk. What else you got, Chris?
Oh my gosh, Justin Herbert. Speaking of guys who have it, he is off to a phenomenal start.
He's
third in yards, second in passer rating, six touchdowns, no picks. The Chargers sadly won't win enough games for Herbert to get MVP consideration, which he should.
I think you're spot on there, pal. I think you're spot
his
on
his best
there.
Year. He's finally putting it all together.
Mike Williams out for the season.
Now Mike Williams is out for the season.
Hell.
And I don't think it's an accident. It's because now Kellen Moore is back there dialing up plays. He looked awesome yesterday. 40 of 47.
That's what you're talking
400
about.
400 yards.
He was pushing it down the field. He was intermediate and deep throwing every time. He wasn't looking for a check down once.
Not once.
He was pushing it. That was so much fun to watch in a passing era like that.
It looked
that.
Great. It was unbelievable.
It's not one of those like, you know, get the ball out quickly and then make a bubble screen here and then a crease there and then somebody's free. Like, you know, like he is just pushing it down the field. And you're right.
They're going to go 7-10 again?
And but 10-7 is not enough to be an MVP
not
in
enough.
This league.
You got
to
be 11-12.
I think you're right about that one. And great use of the word sadly in our topic.
Sadly. All right, let's stay in the AFC West.
Yes.
For the last two here. I'm going to say the Chiefs liked what I saw yesterday. Didn't want to panic after week one.
Yes, you did.
I mean, of course I did.
Of course you did.
They're going to be the they're going to be the only AFC West team to make the playoffs.
I think it's not a bad
AFC West. One team makes it.
Not a bad overreaction right now. Let's see what the Chargers do. The Chargers.
But I'm looking at the North. I think the North gets three teams.
You're not wrong. Steelers look good. And they played the Texans.
Look good.
I shouldn't denigrate the Texans, who might would love to put a silver and a black and gold pelt on their wall. So that would be two in the East, three in the
South, and one in the West.
That's not a bad overreaction right now. You're on a roll towards the end here. Look at you. You are like Daniel Jones in Arizona. Look at you. You made the adjustment after we gave out the promo code of overreaction for $20 off.
Last one, Rich. Last one, Rich.
What else?
Taylor Swift has to go to every Chiefs game the rest of the year.
She does.
She's got to go to every
one. This is not an overreaction.
She's got to go to every game to finish the year.
Do we know what her schedule is? No,
she's not on tour until 2024.
So hold on a minute.
During the Super Bowl, she's in Japan, so let's get the game moved.
First of all, I looked at the schedule. I looked at the schedule.
The Chiefs schedule or her schedule?
Her schedule.
Okay.
She's actually playing in three NFL stadiums. She's playing in Lucas Oil. She's playing in the Superdome. And I think when she's got another NFL site that she's in.
Wow.
So basically, Telsey, which, by the way, I've been told is what their cutesy couple nickname is for Travis.
At least for a couple weeks.
For Taylor and Kelsey. Telsey apparently are playing in six different NFL facilities. First of all, I'd love it if she showed up in Frankfurt, Germany. So it showed the folks in Germany. Okay, yes. She does have to go to every one of them.
She's got every one.
Why not?
40-1 when she's at the game.
40 burgers for everybody, which should be the name of her new album. 40 burgers for everybody. And all the Swifties would go, what's a 40 burger?
She looks good in red. She was wearing these like cool New Balance Chiefs sneakers. Like, come on.
I don't think it's the color. I think she kind of looks good in any color. She's so done. By the way, in all seriousness, that's not an overreaction.
I'm not.
Dude.
What?
Do you listen to her music or you don't?
No, absolutely not.
You would I'm telling you.
I don't know a single one. You know, I only know the I'm the problem because it's on all the reels on Instagram. Everyone's doing the voice thing.
Dude, her music is terrific.
Did you go to the concert?
Well, no, I didn't because Susie went. Susie went, right. But I'm kind of jealous. I'm serious. I'm telling you.
Not going.
I'm telling you, she's insanely talented as a performer,
she's not talented.
And a singer and a songwriter.
I remember when she popped up on the Today Show and she was 13.
You could make the case that she's the most talented person of the couple. And you know how I feel about Travis Kelce.
Whoa. What if we combine the two Kelces?
Kelce?
Yeah. Well, no, we'll combine Jason and Travis. Does that trump her talent?
I don't know. Hey. I'll be straight up. I'll be straight up. Mm. But yeah, I'll tell you, NBC would say right now, she has to flex into their schedule.
It's going to be the best part of the game on Sunday night.
She must flex her schedule to show up against the
Jets.
Can
we get her in the booth with Tirico and Collinsworth on Sunday night?
I don't know. She's too busy cursing in front of the mother.
You believe that? She dropped an LFG screaming. She's drinking vodka
right off the bat.
I mean, I was pretty impressed. I don't know.
And that's not an overreaction.
Jeez.
Well done, Chris. What a big finish we had. And like an encore, like the Swifties are chanting after 3.5 hours for an encore. We're about to give you our usual encore.
I need 44 takes next week. I know.
This is sick. I know. Right. Okay. So we always finish Overreaction Monday with a prediction as to what we're going to overreact to the next week. We haven't gotten these right yet.
No.
Maybe these are like bold predictions on Game Day morning. These are like bold
Not
predictions.
Even close.
You want to go first?
I got one. And I think I'm going to be right.
I think I'm going to be right next week. What are we going to be overreacting to on our next Monday podcaster?
Dallas Cowboys officially in panic mode.
Which means you think they're going to win.
No. They're officially in panic.
They're going to lose.
They're going to lose to New England, and everyone's going to be like, whoa, Stephen A. is going to be going
nuts.
You're
the one who just said that they're not going to make the playoffs after losing once to the Cardinals.
That was just an overreaction for this
week. Are you manifesting the Patriots winning in the same way?
I'm really trying to manifest.
Manifesting Kelce?
Yes. I'm really trying to manifest a win here on Sunday, but.
That's so sad. You're using this podcast
for that. I do think the Cowboys are still really good, like I said, in the beginning of the season. So. Even if they lose to New England, 20-19 or something, they're still really good. Okay. They're still a playoff team. I don't want to panic about that. But the overreaction is going to be the Cowboys are in panic mode. You're going to see it on all the shows.
Okay.
First Take, the Undisputed, whatever. You're going to see it on all of them.
Not on our show because we don't panic.
Not on our show because you're not going to panic about the Cowboys. But I'm going to say DJ Cowboys Mike. Officially in panic mode.
All right. And my overreaction Monday forecast is the Ravens are in deep trouble. The Ravens are in trouble. They play Cleveland, and Cleveland might put the bang thing on them.
Their defense is really good.
And by the way, just real quick on Cleveland, because this plays into the Ravens. I mentioned this with Chris Long on our daily show today. If you haven't seen the video of the Tennessee Titans
moving both tight ends to the
side that Myles Garrett was rushing on, and the Cleveland Browns sniffing that out, or Garrett did, and he moved to the other side, and you watch them travel, and then he moved back to the other side, and you watch them travel. It looked like the open to the Benny Hill show.
It was hilarious.
They were just running around and it caused
and then
a delay
got
of
a
game.
Delay game. Yeah,
because he had to wait for the tight ends to set.
Right.
So. I believe the Ravens are going to go to Cleveland.
And Watson looked pretty good yesterday.
And soon you might not be higher register about Deshaun. But still, the Ravens are just, as always, banged up. And I don't think we've seen their offense
is kind of in. They're working through the kinks.
Odell's in and Odell's out. And, certainly if Zay Flowers is going to get interfered with in overtime and there's no call on it.
If you're allowed to hold, then sure.
So I'll just say this is going to be the overreaction next week. But if I'm right, they're just still 2-2. Again, it's just the quarter post point.
But it hasn't looked
good.
Of a
marathon. I get it, but it's still just the first month of the season. Yeah. 0-3, 0-4 is when you panic, not when you're 2-2. Or 1-3. Like the Jets are most likely going to be after Kelce gets done with them.
Kelce.
I'm going to keep using that in a sentence.
Can she call a quarter? Like, can we just see some play-by-players? That game's going to be so bad in the second half.
NBC,
we're
going
to have to do something.
Well, good episode, sir.
Good stuff,
Our first brought to you by our friends at Game Time. That wraps it up for Overreaction Monday right here. Check out this podcast every single Monday where you acquire them. We also still have the Overreaction Monday segment on the Rich Eisen Show, all 3 hours available on our podcast feed. And then, of course, there is What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask in these seats every day on Tuesday. Every single week on Tuesday, not just on this podcast feed, but also on the Rich Eisen Show YouTube page as well. For Chris Brockman, I am Rich Eisen. See you on the next Overreaction Monday. Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.